Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ever since Jeffrey Epstein took his own life while awaiting trial on sex charges, the question has been, what about his one-time girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell? Well, this morning, she was arrested.
The investigation into Ghislaine Maxwell's role in Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking didn't stop with his death nearly 1 year ago. Acting U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss describes the indictment against Maxwell as the prequel to the sex trafficking Epstein was accused of.
Maxwell played a critical role in helping Epstein to identify, befriend, and groom minor victims for abuse. In some cases, Maxwell participated in the abuse herself.
Strauss says that grooming process used Maxwell's presence as an adult woman to make the girls as young as 14 feel at ease and would normalize the abuse.
Like Epstein, Ms. Maxwell chose to blatantly disregard the law and her responsibility as an adult, using whatever means she had at her disposal to lure vulnerable youth into behavior they should never have been exposed and which creates lasting harm.
William Sweeney heads New York's FBI office and says the victims continued to live with that trauma while Maxwell slithered away to New Hampshire to continue a life of privilege. She was arrested there this morning. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Lower Manhattan.